It was the end of the day, and it was hot in school. We had been working for hours on our ocean science projects. All our work made Ms. Frizzle very happy. But it made us very tired and hot.
Wow, it's hot today.
Not Ms. Frizzle's dress.
Yeah, it's cool, man.
Doesn't learning about oceans make you happy, Arnold?
Actually, it makes me feel kind of crabby.
We were putting the finishing touches on a display about how ocean animals swim when someone said, "I wish we could go swimming." Ms. Frizzle looked up. Without warning, she said,
"As a matter of fact, children, I've been planning a class trip to the ocean for tomorrow."
Everybody cheered. Sometimes having a weird teacher isn't so bad.
Did she say ocean?
Where we can swim and play?
Is she serious?
Don't ask. Just pack your beach bag.
The next day, everyone showed up in a bathing suit. We boarded the old school bus, and Frizzy started the engine. We were ready for a day of fun in the sun.
I can't wait to go swimming.
I'm going to build a sandcastle. Boy, are we lucky!
When we finally came to the beach, we wanted to jump off the bus. But guess what? Ms. Frizzle didn't stop. She kept right on going. Past the lifeguard station, across the sand, and down to the water's edge.
Hi, I'm Lenny the lifeguard. Here's a picture of me saving a third grader last summer.
Hey, where are we going?
Isn't she supposed to park in the parking lot?
We are now in the intertidal zone,
said Ms. Frizzle.
That is the part of shore that is covered with water at high tide and uncovered at low tide.
Here I am, saving a grandmother. And this is my famous rescue of Muffy, a beloved family pet.
Out the windows, we saw tide pools, puddles of water left on shore when the tide goes out. We were hoping the Frizz would let us out. But no such luck. She kept driving full speed ahead.
She said we were going to the beach.
No, she didn't. She said we were going to the ocean.
I guess she really meant it.
As the bus splashed through the waves, the lifeguard blew his whistle. Frizzy didn't stop, so he came rushing out to rescue us.
Pardon me, please. I have to rescue a school bus.
Suddenly, a mysterious wave rose up. Ms. Frizzle opened the door of the bus, and the lifeguard was swept inside. Outside the windows, we saw nothing but rushing water. We screamed and closed our eyes.
We're going under!
Hi, I'm Lenny the lifeguard.
Oh, great. I feel safer already.
Class, the best way to learn about the ocean is to see it close up.
Not this close.
When we finally opened our eyes, everything was quiet. We were under the ocean, and there had been a few small changes. The bus had turned into a submarine, and everyone was wearing a diving suit. We should have known. We were on another one of Ms. Frizzle's crazy class trips.
Don't worry, kids. I'll save your lives. That's my job.
Maybe later.
Ms. Frizzle's just getting started.
Nothing can stop her now.
Right away, Ms. Frizzle started talking about the ocean.
We are now passing over the continental shelf,
she said.
That's the area that stretches from the shore to where the water is 400 to 600 feet.